light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Notes on a Nervous Planet by Matt Haig is a compassionate field guide for staying human in an age of relentless speed, screens, and noise. Blending memoir, cultural observation, and practical tips, Haig examines how the modern world amplifies anxiety and distracts us from what truly matters. The book is composed of short essays and lists that are easy to dip into, yet they add up to a persuasive map for calm and clarity. Haig writes with warmth and candor about panic, insomnia, social media spirals, and the pressure to optimize every moment, while also offering grounded habits that help restore balance. Rather than demonizing technology or romanticizing the past, he invites readers to create kinder boundaries, slow their inputs, and reconnect with bodies, nature, and community. The result is a hopeful, humane companion for anyone who feels frayed by modern life and is searching for steadier rhythms of thought and attention. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the speed and noise of modern life. Haig opens by naming the core feature of our era: acceleration. News cycles never end, notifications ping across every device, and entertainment competes for attention at all hours. He links this constant stimulation to a jumpy nervous system, shallow breathing, and a mind that expects threat even when none is present. Using his lived experience with panic, he shows how scattered input produces scattered thought, which often becomes rumination and fear. The book traces how advertising, productivity culture, and the myth of constant upgrade push us to outrun our limits. Yet Haig does not argue for withdrawal. He suggests intentional friction. Single tasking, setting time boxes for media, and building daily oases without screens. He encourages readers to treat attention as a precious resource, not a default donation to platforms. By reducing inputs and adding moments of quiet, the brain can relearn baseline calm. The message is clear and kind. You cannot heal in an environment that keeps you on high alert, so change the environment you can control. Secondly, social media, comparison, and identity. A major thread of the book explores how digital platforms shape mood and self-worth. Haig describes the comparison trap that grows from curated feeds and endless metrics. When likes and follower counts become proxies for value, identity starts to wobble. Algorithms tend to amplify outrage and extremes, which narrows empathy and heightens stress. Haig invites readers to remember that what appears online is a highlight reel, not a whole life. He offers simple practices that make a real difference. Unfollow accounts that trigger envy or shame, mute and block liberally, schedule check-in windows instead of grazing all day, and create device-free zones in the home. He also argues for more face-to-face connection because bodies co-regulate in ways screens cannot. By curating inputs and regrounding in lived relationships, the online mirror loses its power to distort. Social media can still be useful and fun, Haig notes, but only when it serves human values rather than setting them. Thirdly, body, sleep, and the biology of calm. Haig anchors mental health in the body. Stress hormones, caffeine, blue light, and sleep debt all tug the nervous system toward vigilance. He explains how insomnia and anxious thought feed each other, then breaks the loop with practical changes. Consistent bed and wake times, morning light, a cool and dark bedroom, and a calm pre-sleep routine help the brain downshift. He advocates small, steady supports, daily movement, walks in green spaces, hydration, and balanced food that keeps blood sugar even. Breathwork and slow exhale techniques are presented as portable ways to signal safety to the body. Haig reminds readers that joy is physiological too, found in music, reading, a hot shower, or sunlight on skin. None of these habits is framed as a miracle cure. Instead, they are levers that nudge the system back toward regulation. When the body feels safe, the mind can widen its perspective, and anxious loops lose their grip. Health begins with basics, practiced with patience. Fourthly, a toolkit of micro habits and thought tools. One of the strengths of the book is its practical, modular toolkit. Haig shares micro habits that can fit into busy days: 5-minute walks, a page of reading, a brief breathing set, or a tea ritual without the phone. He champions lists as a focusing device, gratitude to tilt attention towards sufficiency, and single tasking to protect depth. Thought tools play a key role. Challenge catastrophic predictions, notice all or nothing thinking, and reframe productivity as alignment with values rather than speed. He suggests building calm by design with predictable routines for mornings and evenings. Creativity and play also return agency, whether through music, writing, drawing, or cooking. Haig emphasizes kindness as a skill that stabilizes both giver and receiver. The aim is not perfection, but direction. These small moves compound into resilience because they are doable on bad days and therefore reinforce trust in oneself. The toolkit is simple, flexible, and ready to personalize. Lastly, redefining success, meaning, and hope. Beyond tactics, Haig invites a renegotiation of values. If success is only more, faster, louder, the nervous system will always panic at the gap between life and an impossible ideal. He proposes a gentler frame where enoughness, presence, and connection outrank constant growth. Community care matters as much as self-care, because isolation magnifies distress while shared life distributes the load. Hope is not a naive denial of pain, but a practical stance that leaves room for better outcomes. Haig urges readers to protect attention as a form of freedom, to choose meaningful inputs, and to accept imperfection as part of being human. He highlights art, nature, and kindness as renewable sources of meaning. By redefining what a good day looks like, we stop grading ourselves against a machine pace. The nervous planet may not slow down soon, but we can build a slower interior, guided by humane standards and sustained by hopeful action. In conclusion, Notes on a Nervous Planet suits anyone who feels overrun by news, social feeds, or perfection pressure, including students, parents, creatives, leaders, and professionals in high-noise environments. It will also resonate with readers who want practical steps without clinical jargon. Haig offers short chapters you can open anywhere, a humane voice that never lectures, and tools that work on a tough day, not only on a perfect one. The blend of memoir, culture critique, and simple habits makes this book unusually portable and rereadable. Choose this book over others because it meets you where you are and respects limited bandwidth. It trades grand promises for grounded routines, and it keeps hope alive without denying difficulty. If you want to protect your attention, sleep better, reduce anxiety triggers, and design a kinder relationship with technology and yourself, this book delivers a clear, compassionate path you can start today. If you would like to support Matt Haig, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power.